Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, subscribe and smash that thumbs up. A shout out to my patrons and my channel members. And a special shout out to Liberties for the donation from last night's livestream. As I'm recording this is September 3rd. But you know who you are. Back in the summer of 2019, I was camping with a couple of buddies of mine in southwestern Kentucky. All of us are from Lexington, Kentucky, but we like to venture off pretty far out for camping trips. I was never one to feel that camping close by where you lived really meant you were really camping, so we always did our research to find some areas that were at least a 2-hour drive away. Our trip ended at Eureka Campground, which is right there at the land between lakes. Yes, we've heard the rumors, by the way. Of course, we didn't believe anything. We're pretty much skeptics. Let me rephrase that. We were skeptics. Aside from camping, the main thing that we like to do when we are going camping is to do some fishing. We're pretty simple folk, and there's nothing like having a couple of brews and fishing until the sunset. The Cumberland River is beautiful, and that's the reason why we wanted to check the place out. This story happened, our first and only trip out that direction to go camping. Once we had arrived, we set up our tents, all our food supplies on the picnic bench, and got everything ready for an early lunch. After we had wrapped up lunch, we just hung around and shoot the shit a little bit, debating if we wanted to do fishing that day or the day after, as we were planning on staying out there for 3 nights. Eventually, we all agreed that we were going to do some fishing the following day. The first night was just going to be a relaxing one. I had brought all the fine necessities for some great s'mores for that evening's fire. I had a portable Weber grill that I had packed on the back of my truck along with everything else. Once the charcoal was set up and it was steaming hot, it was time to get the burgers on. Once we wrapped up dinner, the sun was starting to set and we knew that we only had so much time before the day was gone. Then, night would be upon us. After lounging around for many hours in our lawn chairs, I knew that it was time to get the fire roaring before the night came. As the beautiful assortment of colors bloomed above us in the sky, I knew we were on limited time. I told my buddies I'd be right back. I was going to go grab some firewood and get things rocking in the pit. I don't recall what either one of them were doing at that present time, but it is irrelevant, I guess. I remember peeking inside my tent into my backpack to grab my mag flashlight, just in case it got dark while I was still out there searching for firewood. Looking back now, it seems kind of silly as we had purchased some firewood to begin with, but me, I wanted more. For some reason, I thought we were going to be up all night drinking, and that we would run out and then really be screwed. Which in reality, more than likely, that may have happened. So I start venturing off of the camping sites. I didn't want these twigs that were just already on the ground, little skinny things that weren't going to do much in the pit anyways. I wanted to go deeper out, away from everybody else, to find some real wood. That, and I didn't want anybody telling me that I couldn't do it. I just wanted to do it on my own without being seen. I walked in through the tree line and into the dense forest. I don't know how big this forest area was, but being alone out there when it was starting to get dark, it was big enough for me. I felt a sudden drop in temperature the moment that I got into the shaded area. At first, I didn't have any eerie feelings or felt like I was being watched at all. Everything was completely normal. After about the first 5 minutes, I found a couple decent-sized logs. As I was carrying them with my left hand, I had the flashlight on my right just beaming the area, looking for the good hunt. And then, out of nowhere during that time frame is when I noticed it. I didn't hear anything around me, outside of my breathing and my own footsteps. I didn't hear any crickets, no birds chirping, nothing. It was like somebody muted the remote control on the forest. I really didn't pay it any mind. I'm not even gonna lie to everybody. But in the back of my mind, I knew something was a little bit off. I found a couple of more good-sized logs, sticks if you will, and I figured that was enough for the first run. Since I was out there alone and I didn't volunteer either one of my friends to go with me, I figured I could always just go back in for a round two if needed. As I made my descent back towards in the direction whence I came back to the campsite, I started hearing these weird noises somewhere off behind me echoing amongst the woods. At first, it didn't really creep me out. I figured maybe it was a squirrel, maybe a raccoon, maybe it was a coyote, who knows? I mean, there's a lot of life in the woods. But as a couple of minutes had passed, the noises seemed to be getting louder, like something was following me. I lost count how many times I got spooked and turned around to see nothing at all. But eventually, the last time I did turn around, I did see something. Somewhere off in the brush behind some trees, in the dense blackness of the now forest, were these red glowing eyes from something taller than myself, and I'm 5'10". The silhouette of this thing was barely recognizable. The only thing that I saw with my flashlight in the darkness was its face. Its canine dog-looking face. But its eyes. I've never seen an animal with red glowing eyes before. I didn't think coyotes or wolves or anything of that nature had red glowing eyes. The only red-eyed animals I ever knew of were bunnies and rats. But it just stood there, watching me. It didn't move an inch. It was pretty far off, and it never chased me, thank God. It was almost like it was observing me. Maybe it was curious, I don't know. But I literally saw it for 2 seconds, maybe three. It felt like an eternity. Fight or flight mode kicked in. Right after that, I dropped the logs and I hightailed it out of there as quickly as possible. I would be lying to you if I told you that I wasn't screaming, because I was. A 37-year-old male screaming like a little sissy. I'll admit it. But you know what? I don't care. I was terrified. A couple of minutes, I'm assuming, had passed and I got back to my campsite. I tried explaining everything to my friends, what I had seen in the woods. They weren't really sure what to take of it at first. At first, I'm sure they thought I was just BSing them. But they knew by my reaction and the tears from my eyes that I wasn't kidding around. I told them I wanted to leave. I'm not staying here. I don't care if we have to drive a couple hours somewhere else, or even drive home for that matter. I want out of here now. It took a few minutes of convincing, but eventually we packed everything back up in my truck and we got out of there. I think they were a little disappointed and pissed off, especially my friend James. He was already halfway drunk and he was just starting to enjoy the night. I don't care what anybody tells you about the LBL. I saw something out in those woods. And I'm thankful to God that it never attacked me. But it does exist. Zach, I'm sending you this quick little story as I only remember certain parts of it as I was a kid when this had occurred, but it does occur around the land between lakes in northwestern Tennessee. I'm originally from Clarksville, which is just east of the LBL. My family would often take camping trips and boating trips out that direction. It's always been a myth about the local dogman in that area, yet we have never seen anything in person. But everybody knows the rumors. My family would always do RV camping trips, and they would hook up their little fishing boat to the back on a trailer. Myself, I didn't really care for it. It was never really my thing. I was more of a city boy. I liked video games and skateboarding. But my family always insisted that we get out and did family events together. My family event idea would be Comic-Con, but who am I? This particular spring, we were at the LBL. My dad had reserved a spot over at Piney Campground in the town of Dover. The first night, everything was completely normal. I was bored out of my mind, being the only child and forced to go somewhere for a couple of nights that I had no interest in being at. A typical spoiled brat, if you ask me, but hey, I was a kid back then. On the second night of the camping RV expedition with my family, my mom and dad wanted to do a little bit of fishing on their little boat that they had. I had no interest in going. I said I was just going to hang back and hang out by the edge of the water and watch them. I just wanted to chill and relax and hang my feet over the boat dock. Playing my Game Boy was much more fun than fishing. Yes, I said Game Boy, so you could realistically see how far back this story goes. I don't recall what time it was. It was still daylight, but you could tell that it was on its way out. My mom and dad had been out there for well over an hour, and I was getting bored out of my mind. I remember putting my Game Boy in my back jeans pocket and just walked around the site. I had nowhere to be, I didn't know where I was, and I just wanted to walk around and explore the area. It's not like they could have told me no, they were on a boat. I ventured off into the nearby woods. They didn't seem like they were scary or that dense, but I was a young teen at the time, 13 to be exact, and I was pretty adventurous. While I was walking around in those woods, I startedly had a change of heart. I really felt like something was watching me out in the woods, and I couldn't tell why I had that feeling at all, but I just knew it, deep down inside my gut. After about 15, maybe 20 minutes of bullcrapping, I decided to head back towards camp. On my way out, I started hearing these crazy sounds, like something was throwing something in my direction. Rocks? Sticks? I don't know, but I heard it shuffling amongst the trees, and landing with hard thuds on the dirt below. Every time I would hear those noises, I would quickly turn around, totally freaked out, but I wouldn't see anything but the moving branches in the distance, and it wasn't the wind. Then, I heard the gnarling howl, a howl that I've never heard before on anything but the movies. It was no coyote, and whatever was making those noises wasn't terribly far from me, I could tell you that. It sounded like a very angry and aggressive wolf. But there's no wolves here, and it was no coyote like I mentioned before. I heard heavy breathing after the howl, and I knew whatever it was right next to me. I freaked the hell out and ran so fast, still being cautious. I didn't want to trip on any tree roots or any vines or boulders or anything of the sort. I wanted the hell out of there as soon as possible. I had never been so terrified in my entire life. I ran and ran, and eventually I made it back to my parents' RV. I got inside, completely out of breath and about to pass out, locking the door behind me. I made sure all the windows were locked too. I just laid there on the floor, putting my back against the cupboards in the kitchen section, about to hyperventilate. I remember thinking back then, what the hell was that thing? What the hell was that thing? I didn't even see a thing. I just heard it, and I felt its presence. But that was enough for me. Absolutely, 100%, that was enough for me. I didn't need to see the beast to know what was out there. I never left that RV until my parents came inside, wondering where I was because they assumed I was going to stay on the docks. I tried to explain myself to them, but they didn't believe me. I didn't see anything. They said I was being paranoid and my imagination was getting the best of me. Long story short, I never left the RV unless my parents were nearby. And even then, it was only around the fire pit when it had gotten dark. That was the worst camping trip ever. As I mentioned before, I was never a fan of camping to begin with. And still, I'm certainly not a fan to this day. Back in 2016, my brother and I rented out this Shiloh little cabin at Dixieland Cabins, which is kind of right off the southwestern part of the Cumberland River. It was a nice little single-bed bass fishing cabin that sleeps up to two people. It was perfect for my brother and I. We've always been big into fishing, as our father was really into it as we were little. This story actually happened while I was having a cigarette on the back porch. Not much of a story, but I figured I would submit it to you because you would know what to do with it. If memory serves me correctly, my brother was taking a deuce at the time. I was having one last smoke before we were going to hop in the truck to get to the fishing spot that we wanted to go to for that day. We had booked this little cabin for two nights. For $100 a pop, it really wasn't a big deal. It was basically $100 from each one of us. It had a bed, an AC unit in the wall, and a microwave. That's all we really needed outside of the toilet. We were going to be outdoors going fishing anyways. It was really nothing special. If I remember correctly, it was the cheapest model that they offered. While I was out having my cigarette, out in the distance in the trees. Now mind you, there's other cabins out here, but still, this was right by the tree line. I saw this large black mass of something peeking out. At first, I thought it was just the shade of the trees. But as I took another puff of my cigarette and kind of looked harder, I noticed this shade had glowing eyes. They were red. Dark crimson red. And it looked like they were looking in my direction. I just stood there shocked. I didn't know what to take of it. Was it a bear? Was it a wolf? Was it a cougar? I had no idea. It was kind of far out, so there was really no telling what it was. But when this black figure moved and disappeared right in front of my eyes, I knew it wasn't the shade. There was something large and full of black fur standing out there peeking outside the tree line. Then, just disappearing in a flash. I don't know exactly what I saw out there in the distance, but with the rumors about this place, I could take a pretty wild guess. Bumpus Mills has to be the coolest campground that we ever went to. That was, until this story occurred, of course. It was a great place with water access to bring out your boat, do a little canoeing, do some fishing, and it's very family and pet friendly. It was always our go-to place for many years. Our kids would love to get in the water with their little life vests on and practice their little doggy paddles with the dog beside them having fun splashing each other. I'd always have the most fun cooking up the grill, having a smoke, and just relaxing with a beer in my hand. My wife would always enjoy doing all the prep work and getting all the spices ready for every meal that we had there, while she listened to her audiobooks on her phone on speaker. She did all the spicing and the marinating, and I did all the grilling, and the kids just had a blast. It really is a great place, and I would highly recommend it, if this did not happen. On the second night of our trip, my wife and I awoke to some weird sounds outside of our camping spot. It didn't sound directly right outside, but somewhere close within the vicinity. It sounded like things were getting tossed around, thrown on the ground. We heard shuffling noises, like something was walking. Something heavy, and with purpose. My natural instinct was someone was trying to rob us or take our stuff that we left outside. I remember getting up and looking out the window of our small little RV. I didn't see anything. It was completely pitch black outside. The only thing that was halfway lit was the remaining embers inside the fire pit. I stood there for countless minutes just looking and observing, only to see nothing at all. I lost track of time, but as time went, the less I got freaked out and figured maybe it happened at somebody else's location, not at ours. Still half asleep on zombie status, lowering the blinds and walking back to bed. The following morning, nothing out of the usual. My wife was preparing breakfast for the kids as they were still asleep. I put on a flannel and some slippers and I grabbed a cigarette and went outside the RV to have a quick smoke. As I was walking around outside having a puff or two, that's when I saw something on a nearby tree. Three huge scratch marks in the tree. At least 5.5, maybe 6 feet high. It wasn't something that was cut with a knife. It couldn't have been a prank. They were huge, at least an inch thick deep on the bark. Was it a bear? Who knows? I don't think so, at least. That, in the footprints that I saw nearby outside in the dirt, and they did not look like any bears. The footprints were large. They were canine for sure, I could tell by the shape of it. But they were huge. I wear a size 10 shoe, and these paw prints were larger than that. I was only able to see a couple of the paw prints in the dirt because it was scattered around the grass area as well. I remember showing this to a neighbor of mine that was camping beside us, and he told me it was the dog man. I asked him, "Did you hear all the ruckus and the noises last night?" And he shook his head yes, but he wouldn't dare go outside his RV to check it out. I told him neither did I, and when I looked out the window, I didn't even see anything. He told me the beast was probably long gone by the time I got to the window. It was just letting its presence be known. I've always been a skeptic about these kind of things. Our neighbor camper was definitely not a skeptic. He seemed to know quite a bit of information about this dogman beast. He told me about what it kind of looks like, its color and its height, and what it's doing out here. Boy, I tell you, if he would have told me this information before I saw these prints and the scratch marks in the bark of the tree, I would have called all this some phony baloney. But I don't know. After hearing that and seeing what I saw out there, something's definitely out in those woods. And it's not human, and it's no animal that I've ever heard of before. Ever since then, I've never brought my family back to that campground. It's just too risky.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.